Hello and welcome to EPL Back of the Net here on barnburner.ca, part of Fired Up. You can hear it at least twice a day on 108 platforms, also on 12-ounce sports radio. With me is the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. All right, EPL Back of the Net, your team on Saturday, Chelsea will take on Newcastle United. Chelsea will win 3-0, right?
They should. And Saturday is set up for a lot of relegation six-pointers. I mean, you look at the 10 o'clock Eastern games, you've got Burnley and Fulham, you've got Cardiff and Huddersfield, you've got Crystal Palace, Watford, and you've got Leicester and Southampton. And you could have, in the first match week after the holiday break and all the festive fixtures for match day 22, match week 22, you could have a lot of statements made in the sorting out of who could be in the relegation picture. To your point about Chelsea and Newcastle, this is one of them. You've got, I think, six or seven teams within about 8 points of each other right now, and Huddersfield's at the bottom of the table with 10. And in all of those matches that I just kind of blew through, if you end up with teams winning over others instead of draws, then you could get some sorting out of everything. Newcastle, the story right now is twofold. The sale, or the proposed sale, with Mike Ashley selling to David Kenyon in the neighborhood of £300 to £400 million. And we don't rightly know yet if the sale is going to make it through at any point toward the end of the transfer window, and we have toward the end of the month to do that. Rafa Benitez, the manager of Newcastle, has maintained that he wants Miguel Almiron to help out as a central attacking midfielder, and he wants to pick him up from Atlanta United. Right now, the wage has been agreed to, and a couple of different sources have agreed on that particular term, but the transfer fee is the sticking point. And right now, Mike Ashley doesn't want to spend any money knowing that he could have a sale around the corner, but that's kind of a backwards way of thinking things. You would think that you would want to invest in your product to make sure that you stay up, because Rafa Benitez maintains that if he doesn't get any kind of offensive help, they will be relegated, and then that won't help Mike Ashley's bottom line, and it won't make Newcastle worth £300 to £400 million. This weekend will be another example for Rafa Benitez to sit there and say, I need help, because Chelsea should win handily.
I say Chelsea will win a 3-0. So also, you got a 7:30 matchup, Arsenal, West Ham United.
And, you know, West Ham could be another player in the Miguel Almiron sweepstakes, because Marko Arnautovic is being courted by teams in Asia. And so if you lose Arnautovic, that creates a bit of a gaping hole for West Ham. And West Ham, really, they're in that middle group of, say, 7 to 13, 7 to 14. They're only 3 points out of seventh. They really, unless something magical happens, will not be in any kind of a chase for a Europa League spot. But the improved standing, being 3 points out of seventh, increases the amount of money that you get from the TV share. So if you lose Arnautovic, do you go in on the Almiron sweepstakes? That would be the larger question, as Manuel Pellegrini seems to have everything the way that he wanted after a rocky start.
All right, so you mentioned the matchups at 10 a.m., but you didn't mention Brighton against Liverpool. Let's start off with that one.
Liverpool should win handily. You mentioned your 3-0 scoreline. Brighton will try to make it the most unappealing brand of soccer and try to get out of there with a point. I think it's probably going to be 2-0 Liverpool at the least.
All right, so you mentioned Burnley and Fulham, Cardiff City, Huddersfield, Crystal Palace, Watford, and Leicester, Southampton. Take them all.
I think you're going to see a lot of shared results. I don't think, honestly, in all of these relegation six-pointers, I think really Leicester would be the only one to me that might get full points, because I think the shine's off a little bit off of the Hasenhüttl hire. And I know that Charlie Austin is being sought after by a couple of other places because he's not starting at Southampton. But I think those other matchups, you could end up with shared results for most of them, except for probably Leicester.
All right, and then a couple matchups on Sunday, January 13th, 9:15, you got Everton against Bournemouth, and at 11:30, a not bad matchup, Tottenham, Manchester United.
Yeah, and the matchup with Bournemouth and Everton, Bournemouth, they've hit hard times, and it's been a real rocky continuation after a really hot start. I think they've only won two of their last 10 in all competitions. So Everton, for some strange reason, thinks that they're challenging for a Premier League title. I don't see it, but you know, if you have some folks in your front office that think that, more power to you. I think that Everton wins probably 2-1, and then you get to the other matchup that's there for the weekend, Spurs and Manchester United. You wonder when the shine's going to come off of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer with him being caretaker manager. But, you know, is this an audition for him to keep it full time? And I think that this one could be another one with a shared result. I'll go against my gut and say that it's going to be a 1-1 or a 2-2 draw.
All right, and the last matchup is going to be played on Monday at 3, Manchester City against the Wolves.
Monday Night Football, Manchester City and Wolves. And Manchester City, I know that a lot of folks are sitting there and looking at what they did in the Cup semifinal first leg, putting 9 on Burton Albion over the weekend. And that's been more of a talking point than anything else. I just think that right now Manchester City's humming. And the Wolves will be no different. I know that Wolves have been very pesky, especially what they did against Spurs the other week. But I think that Manchester City really is too good. It's probably going to be something 2 or 3-1.
All right. That's John Freeman Nelson. John, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitter is at OSG Nelson. You can follow along there. And also at Soccer Down Here on Twitter, soccerdownhere.net for all the written word and live events and listening to the Soccer Down Here daily radio show. Another way to do it, 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern time on the Spreaker.com application. You can also download the SDH app for iOS and Android and take a peek at that and all the other programming that we have. Soccer Down Here on Instagram and at Longshoe and at Jared_Smith. And that's the three legs of the tripod for SDH.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.